is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it through. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
The Day program at 7 after the hour. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and yours truly here without our Queen of Cheap, who is in Los Angeles. I guess, did anybody find her yesterday, Jennifer?
No, I have not. I think she's lost somewhere near Disneyland, but I'll keep looking.
I would highly recommend looking in a dumpster somewhere outside Disneyland.
I know. She's going to be on.
Find some kind of free tickets.
She'll be in Beverly Hills looking through the stars, the dumpster.
That would be a great picture. I want to see that picture. Let's
get
a picture of that.
Kind of popped out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
That's a very good. That's a visualization and a half, Heather. You're right about that. All right, so we don't have a Queen of Cheap list, but we do have lots of television news to report later on in the hour. Jennifer?
Yes, let me just tell you some of the names, okay? Are you
all
ready?
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk a little Ann Curry. We'll talk Kristen Chenoweth. We'll talk Jack Osborne. And we'll talk CeeLo Green.
How about Maura Tierney?
And Maura Tierney, she's in there,
yay!
Too.
Yay!
Ann Curry stuff is getting juicy.
Ask and you shall receive.
I have a whole theory about that, which I'll lay on you later on. Meanwhile, speaking of theories, there are a group of French economists who say high-income Americans ought to pay more in taxes.
That's right.
What say you about that, Pierre? 800-510-8255, by the way, for your comments. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day with your comments. But Pierre needs to comment on this.
I have been saying this for many years, is that your big, fat, big car-driving Americans, you should be prepared to help the European bailout. There's no reason that we should have to give up some of our 1 month's vacation just because you want to drive a bigger
car.
Anybody
understand what he's saying, by the way?
No. There's subtitles. Keep reading.
I do not care what you understand what I'm saying. Pig.
So I like, when you can't win with the argument, you're calling names.
I was at this little, town meeting last night.
Yes, you were.
For some silly little farm.
You're starting to choke.
I say, pay more taxes for the farmer.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Take their water from the farmer.
Yeah, right, exactly. Starving and drowned all the cows.
I have an idea for the French, Pierre.
Yeah.
Instead of the rich people paying more.
Put down, man. This is the one with the large seat, right? Your name is?
Are you trying to say I have large tatas? Yes, dear. Yes, that's me.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
You
I have the large tatas.
You may speak, sir. Please.
Sir? Ma'am. All right, so I think we should have actually an adoption program. I think the rich people should adopt a poor person. I would love a rich person to adopt me and pay my taxes. Wouldn't that be cool?
In our country, you
a French,
are rich.
A rich Frenchman?
No, an adoption program.
You want a rich Frenchman to adopt
me?
I do. No, I want you to adopt me. What do you think of that, Pierre?
That's the way. It looks pretty good.
800-510-8255. So here's Paul who says, fair enough. I'm sure, let's see here. We're talking about $300,000 a year this guy's making. This, I'm looking at some of the comments that are trending here. It's what you would expect, kind of, from people. Americans just don't like the French, and the French just don't like the Americans. So the fact that these French economists yesterday meeting in Washington, there's a group of 34, I think it is, Jennifer, economists from around Europe, mostly from France.
And are they saying this should be an international tax so that
no,
we can help them?
No. This is them telling Americans, especially if they have a lot of money, that they need to pay. This is their idea. This is their promotion. This is them telling us
so that
we ought to pay more in taxes.
So that the American government will then have
more money
to be able
to
bail out the euro.
There you go. That's very good, Richie. Figured it out.
Of course. I'm not dumb.
800-510-8255. Whitey says, why should we put the burden on some of the successful people? Why do people think that's fair? Why do people vote against their own economic self-interest? Why do people shill and give lap dances to the rich.
Hey, hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
Didn't we have to go kick their rear ends a couple of hundred years ago because they were trying to attack, I mean, not the French, but, yeah, you know, British. The Europeans in general?
Yes, well, British.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's such an easy shot when a bunch of Frenchmen come over. It's just it's too
so
easy.
Funny.
It's too easy a shot. 800-510-8255. Richie made a comment about the meeting last night. Some of you have followed. I talked a little yesterday about a meeting that we, the folks on the farm, had with the selectmen last night. I wasn't really the folks on the farm. Heather was there, and she made an interesting observation about the outcome was not bad in that what was going to be voted to have the farm pay for water. And people said, why wouldn't you pay for water? Because there are tens, dozens of miles of water pipe underneath the farm carrying water to various parts of town. And for 80 years, the farm has had free water in exchange for these pipes being there. And now it appears that the town doesn't want me to do it. Isn't it ought not to be about me. It ought to be about the farm. But Heather pointed out it was about me. And so,
very much so.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's not an Eastleigh Farm issue that was going on last night. It was a Doug Steffen issue.
Yeah.
But I think that that was clearly seen, and I think the people looked pretty foolish. They looked foolish. It was silly because it was clearly not about the farm.
Hmm.
Clearly, some
of them don't like me.
Well, you know, you can't please them all. But
some of them
it wasn't about you.
Some of the people on the Board of Selectmen are not my fans.
Okay,
because when things don't go quite the way that you would think,
how much of the public turned out for this little soiree?
Well, the doors were open. There were people in the hallway. And
the room was full.
Yeah, there were people.
Outside.
When you said the room was full, is that 20 people, 50 people, 1,000 people?
140,
a million.
150 people there.
Yeah, about about that. Yeah,
that's right. Good. And what was Heather, you were in the audience. How would you gauge the temperature for or again, Doug?
I think that the overwhelming response was for the farm, in support of it. And I think that there were a few sprinklings of people that clearly have issues with Doug Steffen, the person, and it was unfortunately.
And we didn't get invited?
I know. There was a mic and everything.
What the heck? So, Doug, tell me. I mean, I don't think anybody knows you as well as I do. I mean, there are probably certain things I don't know about you.
You know him.
Well.
Is to love him. And I do.
And we do.
Yes, I do. So you know me well.
I know that deep down, you are a good guy.
You're really sensitive. I would say this hurts your feelings.
You're a good guy. Okay? But I also know that you're kind of like, okay, I need to go do this, and you're just kind of like a no-nonsense.
I'm not a good politician.
You're not a good politician when it comes to people. Hi, who are you? Okay, I need this, let's go. You know, and people who don't know you think you're rough and gritty and stuff like this.
As a fellow who's...
Why do you have these people who are against you, do you think, up there?
There are two things. There is in Framingham, and I've grown up around this, we have a state route called Route 9 that divides the town in half. We have the south side of town, and we have the north side of town. North side of town
is the train tracks.
A little more
train tracks.
Well, it used to be the trolley tracks, but now it's a highway that goes from Boston, Springfield to Worcester. I mean, from Boston and it crosses the state. And so it goes right through the middle of Framingham more than it does probably any other town that it traverses. So it cuts the town in half, and it's been a symbolic thing ever since I was in school. I remember we had North High School and South High School, and we played each other on Thanksgiving. And from that point on, it was always it's the good guys, the bad guys, kind of.
North side, south side.
Right. And the south side is basically more of a blue-collar, immigrant, driven... How do I best say this? It's a side of town that is historically a low-income area.
Right.
So the people on the north side carry the burden of taxes for the most part, and I happen to be the largest landowner in town. So as a result of that, there's an instant resentment. Here's this rich guy who owns all this land, and he wants a break.
From the people on the other side.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So that sets the tone and has always set the tone. It wasn't about me because a car dealer owned the land before, and, you know, it was that kind of stuff. And he
right.
But there is a resentment because I'm more of a public, although the car dealer guy, he was certainly public. I'm doing something with the farm to make it like it's never been before.
Right, it's more
and,
in the line.
Try to
yeah.
create something that really is of value there because it's a passion of mine. I love that place, and I pinch myself all the time. And the fact that there have been so many good people who have come there to help. We have volunteers. One of the ladies who works on the farm is a wonderful kid, actually. She and her boyfriend were there last night, and she's very tall. Her boyfriend's very short.
I know. They're quite a cute couple.
Yeah, they are. They're very cute. He's very. I had not met him before. Anyway, they've really become extraordinarily devoted to the farm, and they've brought in volunteers. I mean, we have people all over the place here now, and literally thousands of customers. So we have collectively made something, and I suppose maybe it was my vision, it was my dream to do something with this thing had it add value rather than just being a piece of land plopped down that somebody could develop. And probably it goes back to my roots here and my own farming background and wanting to do something good. But there's always someone who sees a skunk under the rock. And that's really been, and I'm not shy. If somebody's taking a shot at me, I'm not particularly shy.
Right.
But last night, I will tell you, the tone was much better than it has been maybe in any of these discussions or debates. I would say the tone last night was much better, more because so many people showed up to support the farm, mm-hmm. and those who were there taking shots at me felt, I think, deflated somewhat, although they still made their points. And then when it was all over, I had the last word, and I basically thanked people. And there was a guy named Dennis Paulson who is not a big fan of mine, or who hasn't been. He's been very negative about me. And I talked to him because he's a member of town meeting, and so am I. So I shook hands with him. I said, I wish we could disagree without being disagreeable. And he may have taken that to heart because he was making his points, but he wasn't a jerk about it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when I was talking to the crowd, I looked at him and I thanked him for that. There's another guy named Lloyd Kay who's on town meeting who was there, and he's been pretty vocal. But I saw a different side of him last night, and I thanked him. There were a lot of people that I think got more how wrong it is to have something going on for 80 years, and just because it isn't on a piece of paper, that doesn't mean it isn't a deal. Mm-hmm. But there still has to be some modification, if you will.
But did they walk away? Do these people understand that the farm really doesn't make money?
They don't care, I think, in reality.
And that
this
would pretty much kill the farm?
Well, they don't understand. The people on the north side get it, and so they're the ones who are supportive. The people on the south side don't give a rat's butt because they never come over to the north side anyway.
Right.
You know what? When I was driving up, right, I'm going up this long road. There's town hall at the end where the meeting was. There's a huge rainbow, I kid you not, that was coming straight down. It looked like it ended at town hall. And I just felt like there was something beautiful coming, and I believe it.
Yeah. Delay and deferral is often a good thing, says the lawyer. So, anyway, it's nice to have people there. It's okay. I feel... I had a good night's sleep last night for the first time in three or four nights, I'll tell you that. That's 21 cool. After the hour on Good Day.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's 24 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We normally have a little music in here to make us think about something important. I'm not so sure this is important, but Jennifer has the exclusive deed. Instead of having TMZ, let's have this as the GDS. How's that?
JKH, Jennifer Kathleen Horn.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
The Spice Girls.
Yeah, which was your favorite Spice Girl, by the way, you guys?
They're all too skinny for me.
Did you have one? I like Gary. Baby.
All I can tell you is I can't stand the one that's married to Beckham.
Oh, that's
she's
hot.
Annoying. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't annoying. Think she's as annoying as you think, annoying. But she never smiles.
Annoying.
Ever.
Annoying.
She is a stick and right. never shows any... I mean, her face is just always like, eh.
Right, she's
see,
so
when
dour.
They were
fake and
when
dour.
They were performing, I always thought Sporty Spice was the one that didn't quite belong because she wasn't as kind of cute as the rest of them.
Really?
You know, but
see, I have to go look at them again.
You better do it. Anyway, they all look really good now, and they're all back together again, and they're all in their late 30s now as opposed to their mid-20s when we saw them last. They were all in London yesterday to announce the West End musical based around all of their biggest hits. And really, I know you guys laugh, but there are quite a few of them. There's probably at least 8 big hits that they have. And this big stage musical, Viva Forever, was written by the absolutely fabulous creator, Jennifer Saunders, who gets a lot of press. And it previews in London November 27th. Woo, woo, if it does well there, guess woo, where it's going to come? It's going to come woo, here, and I'm going to totally see it. Yeah, so, if you happen to be in London,
please like
go.
I've been to London a long time.
Did you see the movie? Because I totally did. In fact, 2020 news quiz, Dougie. What was
yes.
the name of the Spice Girls 1997 film?
Alright, 2020. It's not a news quiz. This would be a music quiz.
JKH quiz.
Right. Alright, so the music quiz is... What was the name of the
Spice Girls film?
Special prize for the first person to call in with the answer to that question is we reach through the phone and slap you in the face for knowing it.
I won't. And also, you can chime in on our quiz. Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
All right. Name of the Spice Girls movie. 800. I think I remember it. I know it is. Boredom.
If somebody told me 20 years ago when I was getting into the radio that I would be asking this question at some point in my life in my radio
career.
You could
have taken a different
curve. You
would
have shot yourself.
Yeah, I would have stayed
true
in the car
story.
Business.
800. I actually went. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
510. 8255, name of the Spice Girls movie. All right, what's Jennifer?
Okay, so true story. So when this movie came out, it didn't exactly burn up the box office, but I actually went with a couple of my friends to go see the movie. We were the only ones in the theater except for one guy who was there by himself.
No.
It was so Pee Wee Herman. It was way creepy. I'll never forget him. He was sitting by himself when we walked in the theater. We're like, oh. And then the whole movie, there was nobody else but him in there.
That's so funny.
Great. All right, 800-510-8255.
Did the guy turn around? Ladies, may I join you?
No. He wanted to be alone, I think.
All right, so here's the big news from Uruguay. Uruguay.
What was the funny thing you said today that
who
earlier?
Knows, whatever,
but it was a messed up movie name, remember?
Oh, I put the S and the P in the wrong place. I remember.
Oh, yeah, when we were talking about Harry Met Sally, and it was Sally
Nora,
Met Peg.
Nora, I said, well, yeah, when that's right. Harry Met Sally, I said Sarah Met Harry.
Hallie or something.
Nora Ephron movie. Nora Ephron passed away at the age of 71 of leukemia. Our poll today, by the way, at DougStefan.com, which of the Nora Ephron movies do you like best? Silkwood, when it was when Sally met Harry or something. Yeah. Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, or Julie and Julia. Let us know as you peruse around DougStefan.com.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Final days of Lumber Liquidators liquidation sale.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals at a major meal liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Get first quality laminates, hardwood, and bamboo for up to 54% less. Plus too many other amazing deals to mention here. And get special extended financing. These deals will not last. If it's in stock, it's on sale. But only through Saturday at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. I feel
all right, let's keep it rolling here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen along with Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn, Wednesday the 27th of June. Believe that whatever it is that today's world has in store for you, it will offer you an opportunity to make the right decision. And if you believe that your life is worth living, if you believe you can create good things, if you like the way the facts are presented to you, then you'll overcome whatever other barriers there are there. And I think last night was a pretty good example of that at the meeting that we were talking about earlier on. A lot of good people who had good intentions, and even though sometimes we work ourselves into a frenzy worried about things, that basically, when you leave them to the universe takes care of itself and those who are in it. So you have an open mind. You can thinking, as we were pointing out, some people put the farm into me and me into the farm. I'm just a custodian, as was pointed out by somebody last night. I'm not really the owner. I'm there holding on to it until the next person comes along that can appreciate what it's all about. And I think that's the way you create in your mind a successful strategy and make it happen. And, I had certain plans going into this thing last night, and they bore some fruit. So it was good. But it was because there was good intention on the part of most people. And I think that's the point I'm making here. Good intentions are extraordinarily important. All right, so having said that, back to the serious issues of the day. The Spice Girls are getting back together again, in case you didn't hear us talking about that. And Jennifer wants to know, what was the name of the Spice Girls movie? And wouldn't you know, all the people who have called are men.
What? But what? They're all my friends. I love
them all.
They
are. Right,
I
exactly.
Want to talk to each one, and I want
Nathan
to know their
favorite is in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. All right, Nathan, you can touch us with your feminine side. We're all fine, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty well?
I wanted to Oh, I'm doing really good. I listen to your show almost every morning, and want to say I'm happy, and I got my child back. I just got out of court yesterday and got full custody of my child.
Really?
Oh, congratulations.
I don't want to get into the whys and wherefores of that, but I guess it's good for you and your child.
Spice World.
Spice World is the name of the movie. Yes.
Very good.
Right.
Okay, who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Scary Spice.
Scary was your favorite.
Nathan, did you see the movie?
Well, yeah, my strange wife, she were every day when I lived with her.
Okay. I was about to have you hand me your man card.
All right, hold on a second. Hey, Eric, could you go see Spice World?
Not really. My girlfriend dragged me to see it in her apartment.
See, that's it.
Okay.
My girlfriend or my wife dragged me to see it.
I'll let that one pass if you've been dragged there because of your wife or your girlfriend.
Wait, is your wife bigger and stronger than you? Does she have a club?
No, at the time she was just cuter. I mean, now we're not together anymore. It was whatever.
So who was your favorite Spice Girl then?
Didn't really have one.
He didn't care about the Spice Girls.
He did.
I think Eric touched on this. At the time, she was just cuter. She must have been really hot, Eric.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. You're off the hook.
I respect that.
You can keep your man card.
Thanks, Eric. All right, somebody's going to take care of Nathan, and we're going to take care of what else is going on in the world. There is much discussion about the Supreme Court ruling. Actually, there have been three rulings so far this week. And then there's the big media hype on the health care law and what's going to happen to that, blah, 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 blah. It's so much drivel. I understand that people are concerned about it, but it's just political drivel. And I fail to see that it's any more important than, for example, the ruling on money in campaigns. I think that, in fact, and the immigration ruling, both of those, for me, are more important than the health care thing, even though maybe it's my age, maybe it's my status, I don't know. But I don't. The healthcare thing is important because it drives the economy and because it points out how badly we take care of ourselves. Okay, so point made, point taken. But when it comes to immigration, we are so ridiculous in this country. And so Arizona, although it wasn't a perfect plan, wanted to do something about it. So they pushed the envelope a little bit. Supreme Court pushes back. All right. So now what happens? What's his face? Your favorite sheriff, Arpaio?
Arpaio, yeah.
Hello. Yesterday he says, business as usual here. Doesn't make any difference. So I'm looking back. This is the week traditionally, or the last couple of weeks of June, where the Supreme Court announcements are usually more profound than any of the other. The important cases all sort of fall into review and then release at the end of June. So I'll go back to 1984. How many of you remember when the Supreme Court ruled that individual colleges could make their own TV package deals? That was because the National Collegiate Athletic Association had made a contract with ABC, CBS, and Turner, but they violated supposedly federal antitrust laws. I bring this up because this is something that even today people don't realize how much money is involved. But this sort of pointed out the fact that in 84 even they went to the Supreme Court to get a ruling on this, showed how much money there was then. Now it's just patently ridiculous how much money there is in all these colleges. What, you think kids that are playing in college aren't getting anything for playing in college? Are you kidding? The kind of money involved in this, the advertising alone, the television rights, all this money for these big... Oh, my
God. It's
crazy
that they just don't work out some kind of an endorsement plan for them.
Right, for the kids.
Right.
And then let them just keep going on into,
But then it turns it into a professional sport. But really, it basically already
is. It is anyway. I mean, who are you kidding? It is already. Look at what happened in Ohio at Ohio State to Tressel.
Mm-hmm.
That was all about money.
All over the place.
Money, 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 money.
They do what they got to do.
Speaking of that, yesterday, did I use speaking of that earlier as a phrase?
You use that quite a bit, actually.
Do I? Well, why don't you slap me around when I do that?
I
don't like to.
Happy to. Glad to.
I know it'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were looking at a car online that was a combination of about three or four different cars and an old international pickup.
It was
pickup
a Pontiac
truck.
Grand Am, an international pickup, and something else.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
The guy welded all the pieces together, bonded them all.
It's clever. It's clever.
It's stupid.
But it was,
was
not attractive.
Who in the world would think to do that?
So our poll yesterday asked the question as to whether or not you'd consider buying a car online. I don't know if we have any Twitter or Facebook reference to that, because oftentimes our poll will spawn some comments on Facebook or Twitter, our accounts there. So anyway, the question, would you buy a car online? I said that I had bought. I don't think I bought a car online. I bought a Rover, I think, once online. And Richie and I toyed back and forth with buying a couple of hot old Cutlasses online.
And the International.
Yeah, I bought.
Is that an oxymoron? Hot old Cutlasses.
No, those are hot.
No, okay, those
just
are
from old, a girl's perspective. A 442. I feel that it might be
an old 442. An old 442 is. I would love to have an old 442.
I'm hot for it. Yeah. I would.
All right.
This is how geeky Doug and I were.
Yeah.
Back. I don't know.
We'd be sending emails
six,
back
7 years ago.
Of,
I'd be sending him a link and I'm like, oh, look at this one. He'd be sending me back, oh, look at this one.
Anyway. 24% of you said you'd consider selling your car. Oh, I'm sorry, rather buying a car online, but I doubt I'd really buy one there. Let's see. 31% said not a chance. 19% of you said I might if I found a particularly good deal. 17% I already have and it was a great experience. I sold a car online. It was a nightmare. But I have bought a couple.
Not for me, it wasn't.
No, I know it wasn't. That wasn't the nightmare. I bought the truck, the 550 that I use now, I bought online. From somebody in Texas, and it was okay. It's the truck's all right. Anyway, it's always an experience to kind of figure how to do things differently today. Heather's in the market for a car, and she's looking around for something sturdy, an older Volvo. Richie, I should have your brother see me.
Or how about a Saab station wagon?
Saab station wagon would be good too.
Yeah. No,
you know what?
But the Volvo is better.
I like station wagons.
Yeah, but you can't find parts for
Saabs. Saabs are going to be really expensive to fix,
and you can't find anybody to work
on. So we'll go with Volvo. Volvo station wagon.
Volvo's
I like them because I'm short. I'm over the whole SUV thing. I don't want a stepladder to have to get in my vehicle.
I've had my Volvo that when I bought my newer, the car that I'm driving now, I gave my Volvo to my mother-in-law, and thing just runs.
Yeah.
It's a good little car. Should have driven
it. Yeah. I mean, we're thinking that with that step, I bought a step for Tony to get in and out of the pickup truck. And,
See?
It was because she was short and she couldn't get up into the...
And then I've got the car seat thing.
I remember
one
day I pushed her up from her butt.
Were you married or not?
No, it didn't make any difference. We were much... You know, being married didn't make any difference to us. Or not. It was just funny. Because I remember when I did, I hadn't, touched her butt for a long time. And it was just sort of funny. It was both of us just laughed.
Did you have a moment? Did things go into slow motion? Did you hear?
Did she slowly turn over her shoulder?
Never know. And then
16 before the hour. There's this doctor, Dr. Wallach, who's anything but your typical doctor. Richie knows about Dr. Wallach.
Yeah,
Dead doctors don't lie.
Dead doctors don't lie. That's right.
And he's both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. And he asks very interesting guy. Why the U.S. spends the most money on health care in the world and ranks 50th in health and longevity around the world? Pretty good question, huh?
50th?
50th. Dr. Wallach believes people ought to empower themselves with basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of your health, and attaining optimal longevity through nutrition is not a bad idea. Much better than toxic prescription drugs, right? That lead to side effects requiring more expensive and toxic drugs. You talk about the drug companies becoming dependent on them. Woof. Deadly recipe, not good. Doc Wallach's message is resounding with a lot of people around the country who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of your health and the healthcare system. So, as I have appreciated over the years what Doc Wallach has said, and in the spirit of enlightening you about healthcare, Doc Wallach and I have joined forces to spread the message. So now you can visit DougStephanTeam.com. Listen to Dr. Wallach's deadly recipe lecture. It'll make a lot of sense to you. I'm sure when you listen to it,
yeah.
You'll go. I mean, Richie's been listening to him talk to me.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while, but he's like Jack Stockwell. When you listen to him, you just go,
that really just makes sense. Yeah, right. Go to DougStephan.com. That's my website. You'll see a connection there to DougStephanTeam.com. Or you can call 855-309-TEAM and get the information as to how to get away from the drug dependence, get away from the drug companies, take care of your health, and perhaps help others with theirs. 855-309-TEAM. That's DougStephanTeam.com or 855-309-8326.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now, 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All right, Jen, let's get at the television report. Madame, please.
Let's get at it. Good news if you're a fan of Rookie Blue, which is a summer show on ABC. I like it a lot. I think you would, too. It has renewed. Just a bunch of rookie cops coming into the force, but a lot of cute little people that you might like.
Cute girls.
Yes, right. Exactly. And that is going to be coming back for its fourth season next summer. Kristen Chenoweth, kind of love her. Everybody loves her. Broadway star, TV star. She was on GCB most recently. She has a new job over at The Good Wife on CBS. Yeah. She'll be playing a political reporter. I'm talking about Kristen Chenoweth. Oh. Also joining, this is the next story, also joining The Good Wife, so they're up in their cast, is Maura Tierney from ER. So that's kind of cool. She's going to be playing a recurring role as well on that
show. A lot of good people.
Yeah.
Mark Gylis and Chris Noth.
The cast just keeps getting better and better, which is really, really cool. Ann Curry is stalling her exit on Today. She's got a two-year contract. NBC wants to pay her $10 million for 1 year of that contract. She wants $20 million before she makes her exit. Savannah Guthrie, apparently the ink is dry on that deal. She'll replace her.
Who replaces her? It is Hoda.
Doug Sirius. Hoda could be the news lady. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Uh-huh. Comedy Central made their latest announcement about their next roast, and that will be for Roseanne. You can bet Tom Arnold will not be anywhere near that. That'll be on August 12th. Jack Osborne said he was fired from NBC's reality show about the Army stuff, the Stars Earn Their Stripes show, because of his diagnosis with MS. He's really upset about it. He wanted to compete, but NBC said, And CeeLo...
Good PR move on their part.
Exactly. CeeLo Green is getting rid of his cat Perfect. Next season he wants to judge with his new cockatoo, which is endangered, and PETA is very upset about
51
it.
51 after on Good Day.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The theme from the Pet Show brings us Warren Eckstein, who is the country's foremost pet expert when it comes to psychology and pets. He's the one who straightens out all the problems we were just discussing off the air. We will not discuss on the air how to bring a pet around to liking someone who's new in the household.
Right.
Various
your new tricks. Boyfriend or girlfriend, but it...
Yeah. Warren Eckstein hosts the Pet Show every weekend, brought to you by Hugs and Kisses, which is actually... that was big. See what I have to put up with all day, every day, Warren? All of these people, they're all smarter than I am.
My heart breaks for you,
though. Yeah, I know it does. So anyway, Warren has this wonderful line of vitamins and minerals for pets, special for cats and dogs. Its own blend called Hugs and Kisses. You can check it out at hugsandkisses.com. You can find it at the petshow.com, something you ought to have for your pets. Warren has several threads on his blog that we have been following, and we'll get to those items in a moment here on Good Day.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let me give that guy a handkerchief or something.
I like him.
Okay, good for you. Warren Eckstein is who I like, and we have a couple of things here that are sweet. The story, one of the things in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, we always have some blogs from you that we're following, like the story of the blind puppy that was adopted by the baseball team, and how these things, how do they get the, how did the baseball team find this puppy? What was the story?
Well, you know, someone knows somebody who knows somebody, and as soon as a dog gets any type of publicity, the dog is so easily adopted. And that always amazes me. There are so many wonderful dogs at the shelter, and yet you bring anything and you get it involved with a celebrity, or you bring it on TV, or I talk about it on the radio, and automatically gets adopted. I don't quite understand. It's a great thing, though, because it tells people, and I'm such a firm believer, that dogs with physical challenges, whether it be hip problems or eye problems or hearing problems, they don't know they have the problems. It's only we that think they do. They get along fine. I have literally trained dogs with three legs and two legs and blind and deaf. And the bottom line is, you know what? They don't feel sorry for themselves. They just go on through.
They don't know any better. They don't know any differently.
They don't have, you know what, they don't have time, or they don't understand the concept. And you know why? Quite honestly, other dogs don't necessarily feel sorry for them when they're limping a little bit. So it's a great thing to do. Anytime you have a team or any type of celebrity that adopts a pet with a challenge, it always makes more dogs adoptable with those same challenges.
So, Warren, interesting. Other dogs don't feel compassion for a dog that's hurt because really they don't really think about the dog being hurt. It's not that they don't have compassion.
You know, as that was coming out of my mouth, I was kind of going back on it a little bit, because over the years I've worked with dogs that have actually become guide dogs for other dogs, and dogs with disabilities that other dogs really took care of. I remember working with a dog where there was one dog that couldn't get up, and the other dog would actually pick up the food in his mouth and bring it over to the other dog, which is instinctive behavior. So they do have those emotions, and they do have those feelings towards each other. I just think that people have a tendency to fall in love with the outside of a dog and not realize you fall in love with the inside. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm. So, this television show for dogs, it was ABC, the dog. I'm trying to figure out what that's all about. What is that? What are we supposed to get out of that show, Warren?
Buy the stuff that they sell on commercials.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because if you speak to 90% of the people that I bump into, everyone nowadays is a dog trainer, an animal communicator, a psychic, a this, a that, the other thing. When I started out many, many years ago, there were three of us in the country that knew anything about pet psychology. And really the bothering part is that people will watch TV, they take what they see.
Right, they
try
think it's
to do
real. Yeah.
Exactly, and they try to say, why isn't my pet reacting that way in 22 minutes? They didn't realize it took a week to get to that point.
Yeah,
I was watching my friend's dog the other day watch the baseball game intently,
Did he have a favorite team? That's the
And he said, watch this, and he turned it on Animal Planet, and they had lions attacking an elephant, and the dog jumped up at the television and tried to attack the lions.
Unbelievable.
It was
unbelievable.
So cool.
TV for dogs.
It was so cool.
What are we coming to? Warren Eckstein is the pet expert. He's here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.